Summer's winding down, and even as parents and kids are out there buying back-to-school supplies, school districts in Michigan are out there trying to find enough teachers to staff classrooms. There was a big teacher hiring fair last week in Lansing, and the Michigan Department of Education tells us over 100 school districts and charters signed up. Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick is with us now. And Sarah, you've been talking with districts about their staffing levels and needs. What are you hearing?
Yeah, I have been. And as reflected by the attendance at that hiring fair the Michigan Department of Education had last week, it seems like this is a pretty big problem statewide where a lot of districts are looking to hire teachers right up until really the very last minute here before the school year starts. It's affecting rural districts, urban districts, and everywhere in between. I talked to a couple in Dearborn Public Schools, which is a pretty big district. They have over 30 schools in that district. David Mustanen, who is the communications director for Dearborn Schools, told me that they've had to hire about 470 teachers just in the past 3 years, and it's become a sort of year-round effort for them to get enough teachers in the classrooms.
When you're adding 70, 80, 100 or more staff members every year, that really does keep the human resource department very, very busy.
Mustanen says, and again, this was reflected in a couple other districts that I talked to, as well as state officials, that this has become a year-round effort for school districts, and it's kept them going right up to the very last minute, and it does put a strain on these districts, even the ones, as Dearborn told me, that has managed to get almost or pretty well fully staffed up before the school year actually starts.
I'm sure it does, because I know I was actually checking Dearborn's website, and they're going to have some kids back in classrooms Monday. So what about the smaller, more rural district, contrasting that to the big district that Dearborn is?
Well, they're having similar problems. It's certainly not isolated to districts of any size. I talked to Wayne Rodell. He's the superintendent of Fowlerville Community Schools in Livingston County. And he told me that this was pretty much the toughest year he's ever experienced trying to get enough qualified teachers in the classrooms.
We hired 7 people in the last 2 weeks. All but 2 of those folks had experience, which means they're coming from another district.
Superintendent Rodell pointed out that while that may be a good thing to be finding these experienced teachers for the Fowlerville schools, it creates what he called a kind of ripple effect, which is, at this point, it really appears the pipeline of new teachers, although obviously there are new ones coming into the system, that's not nearly as many as it was just a few years ago. So they're really looking at sort of robbing Peter to pay Paul, where if one district gains an experienced educator, that's another district's loss. And in many cases, it's the loss of the higher need districts that may not be able to pay as well as some of the better off ones.
Sarah, do we know how this is? Is it because the pipeline is drying up, fewer people are going into education, or is it teachers who get through, do a year or two, and decide, I don't want to do this anymore, and leave the field? What's set up this scenario?
I think it's a combination of all of those things. From what I'm hearing, we know that there are definitely fewer people going into teacher prep in colleges, so that pipeline, is it hasn't dried up, but it's certainly smaller than it used to be. It seems like when I talked to Dearborn schools, they were talking about that there's this sort of bubble where they're seeing retirements, a lot of retirements. So they have a lot of teachers now, I guess, on the more experienced end of things who may be nearing the end of their careers. And then they have teachers who are, you know, just coming into the system, new teachers. So there's this sort of bubble in the middle there where sort of those mid-career teachers seem to be sort of there seem to be a lack of them at this point. And then there's just this idea, you know, pretty much everyone that I talked about this sort of devaluing of the teaching profession, whether that be in, you know, political rhetoric or whether that be in, you know, just the sort of stagnant pay that most public school teachers have faced over the past few years. So there's really a combination of things going on that leads to a sort of either stagnant or smaller pool of teachers that, as, you know, one person I talked to said, it ends up being a sort of robbing Peter to pay Paul situation in terms of filling up classrooms.
As you talk to the Department of Education and these school administrators, are you getting the sense, is this scramble for teachers the new norm, or is this some kind of cycle we're in?
Well, it's really kind of too early to be sure about that. People are certainly hoping that it's more of a cyclical thing than the new normal. But I think people are, you know, on MDE's end, they're, you know, a lot of their effort now is really going into teacher preparation and retention. Whether those efforts will be successful have yet to be seen. But they really are focused on getting, you know, shoring up that pool of teachers and getting more and more qualified applicants into the pipeline to sort of make sure this isn't the new normal. But it unfortunately may be. We'll just have to wait and see on that end.
Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you so much.